Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Midday News for Friday, August 25. Coming up, $93 million allocated to fix street signs and fire stations, zones of special operations to enhance relationship between security forces and the public, and Manchester residents urged to pay property taxes. The news in detail after this message.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new, efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. General Manager of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, Dr. Damian Graham, is reassuring the public that players in the local construction sector will be included in the planned government campus project. Dr. Graham says despite reports that preferential treatment is being given to overseas construction firms, the scope of the project guarantees that numerous opportunities will be created for local companies. The project includes the construction of a new parliament building, approximately 17 ministries and agencies, commercial and residential developments on lands within National Heroes Circle in Kingston.
When we now talk about the development, the 14 to 17 government buildings, the roadworks and infrastructure, all of the rest of that work will now be broken up into packages. Okay. And so we will invite through the government tendering process, the local and international persons to come in and say, okay, who can make the best offer?
Dr. King also reinforced that the Parliament Building and Museum to be built as part of the government campus will be designed and built by Jamaicans. He was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has allocated $93 million for the erection and retrofitting of road signs, as well as the refurbishing of several fire stations island-wide. The work is part of a larger project, which will also include the installation of street lights. It is slated to be rolled out in September. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says $58 million will go towards refurbishing the fire stations.
Out of the proceeds of property taxes, the Ministry of Local Government have set aside $35 million to start to retrofit and replace and put up street signs right across the country once the audit has been concluded.
The minister, who was addressing a town hall gathering at Homewood in Manchester, adds that the parish is to benefit from the installation and retrofitting of 400 street lights, while the Christiana fire station will also be upgraded. In the meantime, local government minister Desmond McKenzie is urging residents of Manchester to pay their property taxes. He says the parish is ranked among the lowest in terms of compliance. The minister was addressing a property tax town hall meeting in Christiana, Manchester recently.
Manchester only contributed $483 million. That was way below. But this year, Minister, we have targeted the parish of Manchester to earn $1 billion from property taxes this financial year.
The minister adds that for this fiscal year, tax proceeds from the parish have seen a slight improvement, with $447 million being collected so far. Outlining plans for infrastructural improvement, Mr. McKenzie points out that property taxes will form an integral part of these developments going forward. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says restoring public trust and confidence will be a key element in achieving success in the zones of special operations. Addressing Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF senior officers earlier this week, Mr. Holness says citizens will be more inclined to help get rid of criminal elements after they are convinced by the professionalism and dedication of the security forces in executing the initiative. The Prime Minister also urged the officers to ensure the human and social rights of citizens are respected once zones of special operations are declared, noting that they reflect the government's long-term commitment to restore the rule of law in areas seriously affected by crime.
This is not a one-week or two-week deployment. It's a long-term deployment. And we are not going to call off a zone until we are satisfied that the elements that created the problem have been displaced.
The initiative seeks to contain crime while safeguarding the human rights of residents and promoting community development through social intervention initiatives. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.